Let yourself be aware of your body as it's positioned in this room. And see if you can let the body relax as much as possible so that the contours of your body blend in with the space in the room. You can just, if there's any stress or tight places in your body, just simply suggest that they relax. And then relax a little more. And relax even more. And also give your mind permission to simply relax without any controlling. Just allow it to be as is and relax into the space of the room. Whatever the thoughts or feelings, let them simply be and relax into the room. Let yourself just be alert, awake to the totality of the experiences you're having right now. The experiences through your five sense organs. Whatever feelings or thoughts may be happening in the mind. Just relax into the totality of your experience. Without hanging on or clinging to anything, just simply allow everything to be as it is. And relax even more. Now notice your own presence, just the conscious being, the me, your own presence. And its relationship to everything in the room, every experience that you're having. Like the clicking of the clock, the ticking of the clock. The sensations of your body, your ingoing and outgoing breath, some movement and rustling here and there, and the thoughts and feelings passing through your mind. Notice their relationship to your own presence, the me, yourself. every experience is pervaded by the stillness of your consciousness. You can't separate an experience from consciousness. But consciousness is not dependent on the experience. Perceptions are dependent upon consciousness, me. But I'm not dependent upon them. Consciousness doesn't change as experiences change. The body is in the silence of my consciousness. The ticking is in the silence of my consciousness. body consciousness is from the standpoint of the body. The ticking consciousness from the standpoint of the ticking. The breathing consciousness from the standpoint of the breathing. But what about just consciousness? Just me, my own presence. A silent, conscious being, which is not disturbed or changed by any of these perceptions. The conscious being that I am is its own experience. Nothing need light it up. It is self-evident, self-effulgent. It doesn't require something to know it. It is the very light, the very knowledge itself, consciousness. It is self-evident. My being is self-evident. I light up my eyes don't light up me. I light up my mind, my thoughts don't light up me. I don't require a mind, or thoughts, or sense organs, or body. Or world to light up me. I am the very light because of which all experience is known. I am known not because there is a knower, but because consciousness is my nature. This aparoksha jnanam, the self-evident knowledge, the self-evident nature of my being, is one of the meanings of aparoksha jnanam. That self-evident experience that doesn't require sense organs or mind to illuminate.